Call to order the Tuesday, July 18th regular board meeting. Madam Treasurer, can you please call the roll?
Mrs. Dunlap?
Here.
Mrs. Tornero?
Here.
Mr. Truex?
Here.
Mr. Whitman?
Here.
Mr. Begany?
Here. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, item 2.01, 02, and 03, approval of the June 5th, 14th, and 27th minutes. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Whitman, second by Mr. Truex. Any discussion? Seeing none, Madam Treasurer, would you please call the roll?
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mr. Truex?
Aye.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye.
Mrs. Tornero?
Aye.
Mr. Begany?
Aye. Motion's passed. Item 3.01, Mr. Superintendent-elect, do we have any additions or changes to this evening's agenda?
We've had a number of appointments that we've made from personnel that have been added, and I believe that's all that we've had. Let me try that again. We've had a number of personnel appointments we've had to add, and I believe that is the extent of what the changes were have been.
All right. Thank you. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Truex.
Seconded.
Seconded by Mr. Whitman. Any other discussion? Seeing none, Madam Treasurer, please call the roll.
Mr. Truex?
Aye.
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye.
Mrs. Tornero?
Aye.
Mr. Begany?
Aye. Motion's passed. Item 4.01, recognition of the track team. Do we have representatives from the track team here?
The coaches are actually rounded up out front. We could maybe circle back to that here.
I think I see him walking in.
We can move to items from the board and then come back to communication. Otherwise, it's really hard to give people awards who aren't here. We'll go ahead and table 4.01 until after items from the board. Do I have a motion? Do I have to have a motion for that?
No.
No? Okay. All right. Item 5.01, board members may speak on different topics at this time. Mr. Truex.
Thank you, President Begany. I promise to make this short and sweet, I hope, anyway. Thank you all for coming out tonight. I'd like to say that after a week of negotiations with the REA, actually 4 days, if you will, I'd like to recognize the fact that the Board of Education and the REA have reached a very equitable contract, or a TA, I guess, for now. I'm very pleased with the teams involved. We worked very well together. We didn't always agree on everything, which is to be expected, but we were able to take steps in each other's directions and come together in the end. For our team, it was a pleasure to work with these folks. We got to learn a lot about each other, including some interesting nicknames, which I'm not going to divulge. We did learn how to make a face. Yep. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We did learn about some phobias that we have, and we were able to work together very well. It was a good team-building exercise, if nothing else. I look forward to the ratification of the TA by the REA membership, and then the formality by the Board of Education in signing it here in early August. So this was a huge win for our district, and most importantly, it was a huge win for our kids who are going to be the ultimate winners. So the second annual Raider Run 5K, 10K was this past weekend, and I was lucky enough to have attended in person. I didn't run, because unless there's an ice cream truck or something, I'm not going to run. We didn't quite have the attendance that we had hoped for. However, it was, you know, a building year, just the second year. Hopefully next year we can get more folks to come out. And I would really like to see the other booster organizations join forces with the girls soccer boosters and make this a much bigger event. So if I can help facilitate that, I'll be happy to. Finally, yes, I know the moment you've all been waiting for. I'd like to take a moment to welcome and comment on our new superintendent-elect, Mr. Brown. Unfortunately, a moment won't be nearly long enough. So I got to spend last week with this gentleman, and I was constantly impressed with his professionalism, his knowledge of how education should work, how schools should be run and work, and his focus on our administrators, our teachers, and an unbelievable focus and importance on our students. So to that end, I say welcome. Mr. Brown, and thank you very much. And that's it for me tonight. Thanks. Truex out.
I apologize for Mr. Whitman for having to follow that one up. Mr. Whitman.
Yeah, I'd like to echo what fellow board members said. Thanks for coming out, and thank you to everybody on both teams during the negotiations for being willing to listen respectfully and you know, keep the conversation going even in the times when it was difficult to agree. So, and yes, I regret not being able to go to the Raider run. I had planned on doing it this year, having done it last year, but we were out of town. So, what I wanted to say, at this meeting last year, we had a discussion, sort of a long overdue discussion about dress code and some sort of accumulated changes to it. And we spoke for quite a while about it. It must have been like at least 15 minutes. And we left it saying that we should revisit this on a kind of regular basis so that the changes can be made more of a, you know, in a you know, less of a big operation. And so I was wondering, do we decide anything like it, every 2 years, every 1 year, every 3, or just kind of more regularly than we had been? Does anybody know?
I don't think we said anything specific. I do know that one of the things that we tried to the last time, even though it came around this time to finalize it, we wanted to make sure that a lot of our decisions around dress code were finalized before school shopping season, even if it's to a point where our dress code could, you know, be kind of put out there so everybody would know about it at the end, towards the end of the school year. I think revisiting it is a good idea. I don't think that there's any problem with that. I don't know if that's anything that we have time to do at this point. I mean, we're, what, 3 weeks-ish, four, 3.5 weeks away from school. But I do think that continuing with the conversation is always a good thing.
Okay, then, I mentioned this because I got the same email that a number of you did with a resident proposing, one change in kind of hoping we could do it before, you know, the tax holiday and things like that. But I agree, it's going to be kind of rushed if we try to do that now. But I guess I would like to suggest that we start doing maybe a every 2 year kind of revisiting of dress code, so that hopefully it'll just be little minor changes every year with less discussion that we had to have last year about it.
Yeah, the change in question was nothing near as dramatic as what it was that we approved last year around this time. So, but yeah, I do agree. I think that's something we can look at.
Okay, that's all I have.
Okay. Mrs. Tenero.
I don't have anything, thank you.
Okay. Mrs. Dunlap.
I'm going to be relatively brief, which is unusual for me tonight, too. I'm glad you're all here. Thank you. It's a wonderful summer. I hope you're all enjoying it as well. I've been knee-deep in fair this week, so I have a horse to get back out to when we leave here. So wanted to be brief. I wanted to say congrats to the track team, but we'll wait. We'll wait till they come in. I also wanted to say welcome also, Mr. Brown. I know that I was very confident in the decision that this board made, the short time that we have been experiencing this relationship, I am certain that we made the right decision, and I am so pleased at the direction that this district is going. So welcome, and thank you for being here. And I also wanted to say congratulations to both sides of the negotiation team. It's a landmark. 1 week, I was going to say 1 week, but as Mr. Turek said, truly it was 4 days that the negotiations happened, and I am looking forward to the future that brings. Congratulations to both sides, and that's it for me.
Again, I will be brief. I didn't get a chance to go out to the Raider run this weekend. I did run last year, and I do plan on running again next year because, I don't know, apparently running is fun to some people, but I will get back and try that. I do also want to mention one thing. When we're looking through some of our additions to our staffing this year, last year we had well over 80 teachers that we had to replace. And as we all know, that when it comes to teachers, it's hard to find the great teachers that we're all looking for. It's exceptionally hard when you lose them to go out somewhere else. We filled all those positions, and this year I'm happy to say that we only had 19 teaching positions to fill this year. Some of them were due to, I think, three to retirement. A few moved out, and a few moved into other challenges and directions. So that is a huge decrease in the amount of turnover, and that, again, will only benefit our kids in the long run. Other than that, hopefully we get out of here soon enough so everybody can go back to the taste of Reynoldsburg, which is just down the way. So there we go. Was it not on?
It was.
Okay. All right. Now that is good, we will go to item 5.02, the Amendum 2 to Consulting Contract with Melvin Brown. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Truex. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Ms. Dunlap. Any discussion? Seeing none, Madam Treasurer, please call the roll.
Mr. Truex?
Aye.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye.
Mrs. Tornero?
Aye.
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mr. Begany?
Aye. Motion passed. Now we're going to go back to item 4.01, recognition of the track team. They can run on in.
I first just want to welcome our student athletes, and we also have two of our coaching staff here. Our head track coach, Rich Ladowitz, is on vacation, but we've got Coach Schultz and Coach Noble both here. They're going to help me present the plaques that we got for our student athletes here. Just real quickly, a rundown kind of the accomplishments at the state track meet. It was the third consecutive season that our boys team finished in the top five in the state in Division I. They finished fifth this year after finishing second and third the last 2 years. So I believe we're the only school in the state to finish in the top five the last three seasons. We also had a girls relay and a girls individual that finished on the podium. So these are all of our nine student athletes that finished on the podium at the state meet and made the state finals and placed. I'll kind of go through and read their names. We have plaques for them right here, and coaches are going to help me pass those out. A couple of them out of town weren't able to make it. We've got the majority of them here, though. I'll do them in the order they're standing here. One, our representative from our 4x1 relay girls team, Tyler Mixon, award her plaque. And then Micah Cox, who was fifth place individually in the 400 meters. And Travis Marks, I'm going to pay special attention to a couple of these young men. Travis was the state champion in the 200 meter dash. Nice. The third consecutive year that we've had a boy as a state champion. Ashton Doolin in 2015, and Mark Gooden in the discus 2016, and now Travis in the 200. He also was a member of our third place 4x100 team. Had we not had possibly an injury, we also would have had a 4x2 in there. So could have even been a better finish. But we got two plaques for Travis. Great job there. Marion Organ, who is a member of our third place 4x100 boys team. Deontay Roddy, also a member of the 4x1 team, and Deontay stepped in for us when we had that injury and did a great job running anchor after being an alternate, so it's pretty impressive. And now J.J. Cooper has three plaques, as he was fourth place in the 100, sixth place in the 200, and also a member of the 4x1 team. And had we not suffered the injury, he would have been, I think, only the third Raider boy probably to ever qualify for the state finals in four different events, because the 4x2 would have also been there, and he was on that. So, and his first year running track as a senior, so go figure. But congratulations to all these student athletes. Guys, maybe you want to turn. And I wanted to thank the board for having us and for recognizing our kids for all their accomplishments. It's been a successful program for us, and great job, guys.
I did have one quick question. How many of you are going to be back next year, or how many of you are underclassmen still? Got a couple coming back? All right. Expect some good things for the season as well.
Great. Big cheese. Cheese.
There you go.
Might have to have a few other people hold some of them.
It's a lot of bling.
And make sure the coaches are in there too, please.
Yep. All right, there you go.
Very good.
Awesome. Don't scratch it.
We do have a couple of awards, actually some certificates from our superintendent-elect as well.
Should also probably give some recognition to our three girls that are not here, that are on the 4x1 team. Oh, you got one coming in.
Yay!
Delasia Long.
Anybody else?
And also Hannah Gaskins and Jessica Ricks, who are out of town and not able to attend. And they didn't.
Thank you very much for coming in and sharing with
Congratulations.
Us.
Congratulations again.
All right. Now items from the superintendent-elect. Mr. Brown, the floor is yours.
In the sake of time, I'll be short as well. I want to basically just thank everyone for the reception and the welcome to come to the city and to be here to be part of the wonderful things that we have going on and things that we will do. I've been incredibly impressed by the energy and the enthusiasm and the spirit that's been exhibited, and can't wait until our kids come through the building in a few weeks. I'm really looking forward to that. So I want to thank the board, the administration, our staff, as well as our community for the warm reception, and I look forward to a lot more going forward and contributing to some of the things that we do that are fantastic for our kids. We've had a lot of good interactions. I'll reflect a little bit on our negotiations last week. Our team was able to build, I think, some coalitions in a manner that allows us to go forward in a positive and very productive and collaborative fashion, and that speaks well for the future of our district. I'm just extremely pleased and excited to simply be part of that. So I simply want to say thank you to everyone here and for the warm welcome to the community. I'm extremely excited to be a Raider. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Item 7.01, there were no pre-selected visitors. Did anyone turn in a speaker slip this evening?
No, they did not.
All right, so we'll move on to items 8.01, 02, 03, and 04. Madam Treasurer?
On tonight for approval are the June 30th financial statements. I sent out information to the board once we got closed out, so if there's any questions on that, feel free to stop in and see me or give me a call. Also on tonight is we have a 457 plan, which is a retirement plan for our staff. Through ASBA, we have also 403B and Ohio Deferred Comp. This is only a modification. Now, this particular plan will allow people to have a Roth 457, which is an additional benefit to our staff, which is at no cost to the district, but we do need to modify the plan. Also on tonight is an advance of $50,000 to the auxiliary service funds. We get funds that are then go to St. Pius. The funds come to us three times a year. The first payment's in August. However, they want to buy some technology and smart boards prior to the start of school. So this would authorize us transferring $50,000 into that fund. And then when they get their money in late August, then I would take it simply back out of their account and put it back in the general fund. On tonight are several donations. And Todd, do you mind pulling those up? Several to the robotics team, Mr. Truex laptops, TS America laptops. We had donations to Makerspace, to the Crass Category unit from Lowe's, to build, I think, desk partitions. A Kick and Crowd LLC made a couple donations also to the robotics team, as well as Margaret Mary Ludsney and Richard Boone. So those are on tonight for your approval. And that's it.
Thank you. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Mrs. Dunlap. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Whitman. Any other discussion? Seeing none, Madam Treasurer, would you please call the roll?
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye.
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mrs. Tornero?
Aye.
Mr. Truex?
Aye.
Mr. Begany?
Aye. Motion's passed. Items 9.01, 02, 03, 04, 05, and 06 are all up for action this evening. Mr. Superintendent-elect, did you want to talk about any of our administrative additions and teacher additions at all this evening?
I'll talk in particular about our new principals, Bryn Slaughter, that's going to Wagon Road Junior High, and Mary Ellen Weeks, who will be at Herbert Mills. We're excited about those additions to our administrative staff and the fact that we've been able to expand our ability to supervise our schools and provide the teachers with support in classrooms and our kids in their classrooms as well. I'm excited to be able to contribute, an opportunity to build our team and put some pieces in place that we haven't seen before. I'm also excited about all the teachers that we have that are starting with our staff and have us moving forward in the future in a very positive manner. Let's see, I think right now, those are the only ones I wanted to speak on. We still have one other administrative position to fill, which we have interviews for today.
All right. Welcome to the team for all of those that aren't here right now. Any other discussion? Madam Treasurer?
First and a second.
Second?
Second.
Ms. Dunlap.
I'm sorry, who did the first?
I don't
Debbie
think there was.
Ms. Dunlap did the first.
Okay. Yeah.
I'll second it then.
Mr. Truex
Debbie's
seconds.
The first. Okay. All right, now I'm ready to call.
Now go ahead.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye.
Mr. Truex?
Aye.
Mrs. Tornero?
Aye.
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mr. Begany?
Aye. Motion's passed. Item 10.01 is on for action for curriculum.
Discussion.
Is it that one discussion as well?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is both. 10.01 is on for discussion. Do we have anything to represent or any information for this topic?
Can say this is a program that we've been using, we've been engaged with for a while, a program called Learning Circle, which has joined with this company and they've become one. This is provides us a database whereby we can collate data on attendance, academics, discipline, what have you, all in one house, if you will, and allows us to then disaggregate our data in a manner that allows us to use it to drive instruction, to drive programming in classrooms and in schools.
So, Mr. Brown, is this then, this isn't new, this is just two companies merging, and
correct.
So then,
correct.
Okay, okay.
Had we been using both companies already, or which one had we been using?
We are working with Learning Circle, which was, I don't know if it was bought out by Future Ready Columbus, but they've become one company, and that's simply what that particularly is.
Okay.
The cost also, I should add, is $25,000. However, that is grant funded, so it actually costs us nothing.
Did the cost remain the same?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right. Any other discussion on item 10.01? All right. Item 10.02, educational travel, Encore Seniors to New York City. Do we have a representative? Come on down.
Good evening. Thank you for having me here. To each of you, I appreciate you giving me a couple minutes to speak about the trip. It seems like I wasn't standing up here too long ago because I was also telling you about this trip last year. So we were able to have the pleasure of going to New York City June 1st through 5th of this past year. And it was the first time, in my knowledge, in recent history at least, that Encore has been on a senior trip. And we had 7 students, so we were looking at this as a building year, trying to kind of maintain a small group, take them into New York City, make sure they have fun, keep them alive, and get them back in one piece. And I felt that it was a great success. One of my colleagues was able to chaperone with me, and that was Chad Naiman. He is in Barcelona or something right now, so he can't be here. But he did a great job documenting on Twitter and everything. I think some of you were able to see those. This trip is the same exact trip. We wanted to make sure that if this was a building year, we kept the same trip so that students could hear from those who traveled what it was like, what the benefits were, and then they would have the same experience or a similar one at least. The price is a little bit higher, but obviously no expense to the district. It's raised through students independently, and we have some more fundraiser ideas this year. It would be June 1st through 5th of 2018, open to seniors at Encore. And just to give you an idea, some of the highlights would be two workshops with Broadway professionals. The first one is actually like in a theater, like training session, which is part of the reason why we picked this for Encore. And the second one is actually just workshopping with a person who has been on Broadway and is either in an active show at that time or has been within the past year or so. And it's kind of like a Q&A, and students really overall said that they liked that from survey results. So the price went up from about $19.90 to $20.19 per student. It's all inclusive. The insurance papers should have been sent through to the board. So it includes a security guard and everything except for lunch and a checked bag and any souvenirs. So everything else is inclusive, and it would be air travel, obviously, after students have graduated. And just for an idea, we've been toying with an idea of more fundraisers, because last year we didn't get very many. We maybe raised $30 per student, so our hope is that we can get that closer to like 200, maybe 300, which is ambitious, but we have a potential partnership with Columbus Blue Jackets and selling tickets. We are looking into some environmentally friendly, like collecting cans and recycling and sort of thing, doing something like that, and obviously traditional bake sales. And then if it's okay, I also, if you don't have questions for me, I brought a student who was willing to come up and speak about the trip, Nick Salvati, a recent graduate going to Bowling Green State University on August 16th. So if you don't have any questions for me, I'd love for him to tell you a little bit about the trip.
Please do.
Mm-hmm. Hello. I'm not the kind of person who normally jumps at these opportunities to go on these kinds of trips, but I'm really, really glad I did in the long run, because it was just on face value really, really fun. I learned a whole lot about just stuff down there, the landmarks we saw, and I think this came at a really good time in my life because I'm heading off, everything's changing for me, and this trip, being out on my own, basically, we had a group, but on my own, away from them, it was a very interesting experience that changed me a lot. Other than that, it being at this time in the year and it being a senior trip, it felt like a really, really good send-off to the year. Just, it helped me bond with a lot of people I only sort of knew at the time, but by the end of the trip, we were really, really close. So I would highly recommend that they do that again. And for anyone to have the experience I had would be great. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks.
That's all I have. So unless you have questions, I appreciate you having me speak tonight. Thank you very much.
I just wanted to say that if you're looking at doing the 50-50 raffle with the Blue Jackets, and it's incredibly profitable, it's fun. And I know they do that solely for educational and athletic purposes. So I hope that does work out for you.
Yeah, us too. It definitely sounds like a great opportunity.
It is. So. I've done it before, and it's, you know, it's fun. Parents love to do it. It's not one of those ones where you're pulling teeth to get people to volunteer. So
great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you
very much.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Nick.
All right, item 11.01, change in senior fees. Mr. Superintendent-elect, if you can go through that real quick.
Sure, this is fees basically to account for all the things they do during their senior year for graduation. This accounts for, I believe, a $5 increase from last year, which was also a $5 increase from the previous year. So this has been in discussion for a bit. I believe this would end the increases that would happen going forward.
Do I have a motion? Moved by Ms. Tenero. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Whitman. Any other discussion?
I want to mention that when we discussed this last year, one of the questions was, how much does this cover? And we learned that actually the true cost of all the stuff that seniors do is more than this, but yes. There's less. Now I see some. I see some head shaking in the audience and then some nodding, so I don't know if I got something wrong or not. But it's my understanding that this, you know, that this is actually still, you know, that we're not making any money off of this.
Yeah. That's correct.
Any other discussion? Seeing none, Madam Treasurer, please call the roll.
Mrs. Tornero?
Aye.
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye.
Mr. Truex?
Aye.
Mr. Begany?
Aye. Motion's passed. Item 12.01 is Everest High School Staffing Agreement. This is just an extension of our employee relations with them for their teaching positions, I believe.
Yes. Okay.
Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Truex. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Whitman. Any other discussion?
I have some questions. So I know that in the past year, our charter schools, we're no longer supervising them, correct?
We're no longer the sponsor.
Okay. And so I'm just curious, who is sponsoring them now? Just a variety of people?
I believe ODE is actually taking over that responsibility.
Okay. And so if we're not sponsoring them anymore, can I get a little clarity on what our relationship is with Everest Academy now?
At this point, they'd be kind of a partner in terms of providing a service to students in our community, and we assist them in getting that done. It's simply a partner from that standpoint. We don't have a financial or a sponsorship obligation, if you will.
So it's just a historical, geographical thing. They're nearby. They provide a service for credit recovery. And
right.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Any other discussion? Seeing none. Madam Treasurer?
Mr. Truex?
Aye.
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye.
Mrs. Tornero?
Aye.
Mr. Begany?
Aye. Motion's passed. Item 13.01 and 13.02. Mr. Starr, if you want to talk us through any of these issues.
One for your approval, just a couple items. One would be a payment in lieu that was submitted a little bit late, and so we're processing. You know, this should be the last one that comes through, and the other one would be a couple surplus items from St. Pius, just some books.
Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Mrs. Dunlap. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mrs. Tornero. Any other discussion? Seeing none, Madam Treasurer, please call the roll.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye.
Mrs. Tornero?
Aye.
Mr. Truex?
Aye.
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mr. Begany?
Motion passed. Item 14.1, a motion to adjourn. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Mrs. Dunlap, second by Mr. Truex. Any discussion? Seeing none.
That's just a little bit early, don't you think?
Yeah. Too late. We can't add anything to the agenda anymore.
Okay.
With that, Madam Treasurer, would you please call the roll?
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye.
Mr. Truex?
Aye.
Mrs. Tornero?
Aye.
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mr. Begany?
Aye. Motion is passed. We are adjourned.